I wonder if there's anybody who is 40 amongst that generation, or there was somebody who was 40 3 years ago, remained 40 2 years ago, remained 40 last year, and still remains 40 today, and will be 40 next year. That is impossible. So it's just an organization that represents something that is unknown to ZANU-PF, unknown to our culture, unknown to our people in our country. So, but now, these two, Vila Costa, the Kota one language in the first place. Our language for a crocodile is crocodile or ingwenya, than out ingwenya. So this La Costa business is something that represents something that we don't know, that is foreign, that is a fashion or a style. We don't know what it is. But whatever these two things are, what they've managed to do is to drop the standard of living in our country where there's no unemployed, people are unemployed, where tribalism works so much that we now are divided on tribal lines, that now in our hospitals, instead, you get a prescription in a hospital. Now, if you go to our hospital, any of our hospitals, there is no medicine. What the patients get there is a prescription that we can offer you a bed with very dirty sheets that have been on that bed, patient after patient, a dead one and a living one. And then people are treated in that way. Actually, this is what we have benefited from ZANU-PF government as of now. And it is because of these G40s and these Lacostes and whatever they call themselves. But the statehood of our state is finished. People no longer trust anything that is in this government. The corruption itself, it's unthinkable levels. It is affecting everyone. For example, you drive now in Zimbabwe to a fuel station. You choose to buy a diesel 50 or ordinary diesel. All right, but now you don't have any testing method to know that this diesel 50 is really diesel 50 and it's worth to pay for that price. So with the level of corruption, you know this diesel 50 is still ordinary diesel and things like that. And there's no standard association now that can tell you or that can quantify the amount of diesel and whatever makes it diesel 50 and things like that.
But
so everything is going in
yes.
figures, but there are no controls. Yeah. And you should know that the lack of controls in any economical setup where there are no controls, it's a lack of controls solicit crime. There are no controls in our country, both in business and in government. The ministers know, the Minister of Defense knew about the War Veterans Meeting, for an example. The Minister of Home Affairs knew, but they kept the President in the dark. The President in the dark acts unknowingly of what is happening. So we've got a failed state now.
Now, looking at what you're saying about the War Veterans Meeting last week, do you think that the War Veterans are going to heed the President's calls to actually unite and, you know, do something differently? And at the end of the day, it seems as if Motswangwa has now won a court case in which he's going to be still the War Veterans leader. So what is going to happen briefly here, Mr. Swand?
No. I don't think what the President said, he apologized to the war veterans. He never apologized for the 50th Brigade. He apologized for a tear gas and some Stambok to war veterans. But he never apologized for more than 35,000 people that were killed by the 50th Brigade. He never apologized by those pregnant women that bayonets cut through their tummies and the children and the fetus inside was considered to be dissidents. He never apologized for that. Stambok, people that were put into prison, it's not detention. He never apologized for that. Look out, Masube, commander of Zebra, who died in his jails. He never apologized for that. So that apology, surely, is just the wind.
So now, in your own kind of experience with ZANU-PF, do you think that the war veterans will follow what you were saying? You know, are they going to take him seriously?
There is nothing that he said that all veterans are going to follow or not to follow, because nothing was said. What was said is what has been said millions of years ago. For an example, he apologized for tear gas, but he never apologized for 17 years after independence, all veterans not recognized and given pensions. Yet when SWAPO, which was liberated in 1988, about 9 or 8 years after our liberation, they were the first before us to get their pensions. ANC and Umkhonto we Sizwe, 1994, they go to their government. They achieved their independence or whatever they call it down there. And the war veterans, 14 years after our independence, they were the first to get pensions before we got pensions. He never apologized for that. He has never apologized for war veterans that he died before vetting, not even to put something into parliament to say let us care of their children, their family, because they died before vetting. Nothing has been said like that. The people that died during the armed struggle, he has never apologized for them or even sent a medal to the families that lost their loved ones during the armed struggle. No apology to that. We've got some Zebras that were killed in Mozambique by our own Zimbabwe National Army because simply they were Zebras, they were shot from behind because those instructions were given. We've got the affidavits to that effect because some of these soldiers now they are hounded. They tell us what happened. That one guy, when he talks about how he shot his comrade because he was ordered to do so, he cries and almost collapses himself. So he has never apologized for those things. So that apology is part of the win.
In terms of the succession that is happening, Mr. Spanda, who do you think can end up, you know, grabbing the seat of the president?
There's nothing to grab there. There's nothing. If there was anything to grab, people would be going to grab for it. There's nothing to grab now. Now, it's a disappointing issue in our country to be a president or to be in the presidency of ZANU-PF or for the its governing party. And I don't see them changing their attitude and their mode of operandi in a short space of time. I don't see that. So there's nothing to inherit from there.
Thank you so much.
There's nothing attractive to a revolutionary like myself. I don't see anything attractive. And it would be stupid for me to guess who will get what. And I don't want to give my opinion on that because surely there are a lot of wrong things there. It must not be predicted. A leader must emerge.